Okay. I'm Thomas Almedak. I come from Zagreb, from Multimedia Institute, and like the previous Creative Commons partners, we did not come from the legal practice, but rather from the creative practice. Namely, we are an NGO dealing primarily in new media, new technologies, and social issues and activism. And second of all, we come from transitional countries, which has its implications on the application and the implementation of the copyright issues in Croatia. Third of all, and this is maybe of small relevance, but nonetheless, we are a very small country, so a very small market, which has then implications on the distribution of creative products. So how did we come to the Creative Commons solution? 3 years ago, we've started, or 4 years ago, we started with a public space in Zagreb where we offered people to freely use the available technology that we had there. And very soon we had lots of DJs and lots of musicians who were coming over and making music. And eventually, inspired by the GNU GPL and free software, we decided to make a sort of digital publishing label that would publish content under the GNU GPL. The label is called Egobo Beats. I'll just show you a short movie while I speak. Okay. What happened in the meantime is that lots of people came over making primarily electronic music, mostly popular music, but also making video and making multimedia, making digital content of different sorts. As the label grew, and we increasingly faced the legal issues. First of all, how do we implement the notion of free content? And second of all, how do we find a proper format for the free content that is not software? I have to admit we had quite a lot of success. In the meantime, we have like 20 artists on the label. It's an artist cooperative, so most of the things are done by by artists themselves. We have over 50 hours of music that is freely downloadable from our website, either in MP3 or off-orbis format. Like half a year ago, one band called Zvuk Broda made it to the number one in the national chart, or in the chart of the most popular TV show in the national television. They faced with a problem. They've had a video, small video made to complement their music, and that's the video that made it to the number one. And when they came to the television, they tried to explain how the television is not obliged to pay for their music, because their music is free. It's published under the GNU GPL, and they are not obliged to pay to the collecting society, Music Authors Collecting Society. Another issue that we had also is with the collecting society charging concert organizers for the music that is free, which was a contradiction. So I'll just stop the movie. What we had to come up is a sort of small contract between the organizer and the musician, wherein a musician waives his rights and confirms that his music, that, or the music that he or she is playing, is free music, and the organizer is not obliged to pay to the collective society because that particular musician is not represented through the collective society. So this brought us maybe a year ago to the Creative Commons solution, and we were immediately drawn to implement it, first of all, to accommodate the need that we had internally, but also to promote free creativity within the broader social context of Croatia. I mean, this is of some relevance. Social context in Croatia is defined by the transitional process and very strong influence of the capital actors within the social field, subverting public vectors and subverting the democratic procedures. Recently we had, and this is a great example, how international changes affect Croatian social context. Recently we had new copyright or authors' rights legislation passed, and this law was passed without the proper democratic procedure in order to meet the deadline for the accession process. So that's one of the problems that we face now within the broader social field. So to go back to what we started doing, then we in the meantime translated the 0.1 version of the license. We have to now do the rest of the work and do the public discussion. And I hope that by the end of the year we might be launching our license. As for what we have planned to do further with the project is to popularize this type of alternative licensing solution. Second of all, to advocate it with the public institution to adopt such licensing solution for those activities that are being publicly funded, and there's lots of those in Croatia. And third of all, to change a broader legal and administrative context wherein such alternative licensing solutions could be enforced. At the moment, Croatian copyright law, which is very much harmonized with the European directive and the laws around Europe, especially Germany, provides only for the rights foreseen in the law to be administrated collectively and to be administrated by the terms set out very restrictively by the law. One issue that we would like to deal with is how to implement into the legal regulation enforcement and protection of alternatively licensed works, creative works, and how to change the current setup where there is a monopoly of collecting societies, protecting artists who are also not protected by, who shouldn't be protected by them with regards to the license they have on their work. So, that's in brief. As soon as we adopt the Creative Commons licenses adapt to Croatian jurisdiction, we'll migrate also our Ego Bubits project to the Creative Commons licenses. And in the meantime, you can go to our website. It's easier than this. It's basically www.egobobits.net, and you can download their freely music, rip it. You can also find some of the tracks for most of the artists, and yeah, create further. So I'll just let another movie run if I can manage. This is a short movie made by the same artist, Anna Hushman, and it's basically playing on the idea that recipes are public domain and that such things that are public need to stay public. Thank you. Slatka jela, naročite torti i kolači, ne privlače samo ukusom, već i vanjskim izgledom, a što je još važno, ta su jela lako probavljiva. Kuhana slatka jela. Kuhana slatka jela mogu se pripremiti kuhanjem u vodenoj kupelji, kuhanjem u mlijeku i kuhanjem u vodi. Kuhana slatka jela treba odmah servirati, jer ako dulje stoje, nisu ni dobra, ni tečna. Svi su ovi recepti prokušani. Samo moramo upozoriti da je potrebno, osim recepata, prethodno pratiti i općenite upute koje predstoje svakoj vrsti kolača ako se hoće postići potpun uspjeh. Mnoga slatka jela mogu se servirati gostima i kad nisu svečane zgode. Domaćice
koje su preopterećene radom u kući i izvan kući, služe se danas
gotovim i polukotovim
proizvodima prehrambene industrije.
Well, hopefully sometime this autumn we do plan to make a Creative Commons festival, and this should also play in the idea that these things need to be exchanged globally, and that we maybe need to create a global context, not only of community, but also global context of exchange and people playing around to also play music. I mean, most of the musicians and digital artists do earn from commissions or from the gig fees, so I mean, this creates visibility for them, and let's offer them that opportunity. So sometime in the autumn, there will be a Creative Commons Festival in Croatia and maybe elsewhere in the ex-Yugoslavia region.